Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic. The cemetery is a spooky place. Are you sure you want to go in there?
Yes. Yes.
Twilight Glen.
East.
Spooky copse. A copse of willow trees makes this part of the cemetery look really spooky.
I'm going, Scoob!
The luminous mist suddenly condenses into a cloud of eldritch? The luminous mist suddenly condenses into a cloud of eldritch vapors. Circling like sharks, they stroke your face with ghostly fingers and whisper dreadful secrets into your ears.
You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Never heard.
It's Lovecraftian, typically. South.
Creepy corner. You're in a creepy corner of Witchville Cemetery, surrounded by silent tombstones. An iron gate opens to the east, and a narrow lane wanders north. Giggling with mischievous glee, the eldritch vapors clutch your legs and cover your eyes with their luminous hands. The ground falls away beneath your feet as the foggy fiends lift you high above the treetops, scatter your possessions, and carry you screaming into the night.
We're dead.
You come to your senses, empty-handed, and aching all over. Lake Edge. You're on the sandy shore of the lake. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the east.
I think we get our save back because we lost our items.
Bridge. You're on a covered bridge that spans the Witchville River. A sign hangs on an arch overhead.
Let's go north.
North of bridge. There's a metal can here.
I will take the metal can as if it's my child.
Can taken.
Cool.
All right. Is there anything here?
Is there anything else we can do here?
So north of bridge, do you want to...
Should we look around?
Yeah, can we look?
North of bridge. This is the north side of the Witchville Bridge. Sheer cliff walls rise abruptly to the north and west. A path wanders east along the shore of the river. A rickety toll gate has been thrown up across the entrance to the covered bridge. A hand-painted sign is nailed to the middle of the open gate.
We can't go north or west.
Can we take the sign?
Yeah, well, what's the sign say? Can we read it? Examine sign?
I think the sign is like just says that.
Oh, all right.
The childlike scrawl is hard to decipher. With a little imagination, you can make out the phrase, toll bridge, one gold coin.
Do we want to, can we open the gate?
The gate is already open.
Well, do we want to, well, the cliffs are to the north, right?
No, to our...
Yeah, sheer cliffs rise to the north and west. Do you want to go east? Because the path goes east.
Can we open the umbrella?
Okay, the umbrella is now open.
I was thought we were going to fly up like Mary Poppins.
Okay, can we make a sound with the conch shell? Can we blow into the conch shell?
The conch shell makes an embarrassing sound.
Open, can we use metal can?
How do you intend to do that?
Open metal can.
It's already open.
Look, metal can.
The metal can appears to have a false bottom. You could probably get it out by squeezing the can.
Ooh!
Squeeze that can!
The false bottom is wedged tightly into the metal can. You might be able to loosen by squeezing harder. Harder! Pop! A small stone drops out of the squashed can and lands at your feet.
Take stone.
Stone taken. Your score just went up by 5 points. Your total
yes.
is 31 out of 100. As your fingers close around the small stone, it begins to glow with an eerie, violet-white radiance.
Wait, is this the stone people want? Like, isn't this like...
We're gonna die.
The stone? Like, the stone?
What?
Is the stone enriched uranium?
The Libyans.
Yeah.
The Libyans! Great Scott, they're coming!
No, but like, what was... Like, actually, why, like, there was something that someone wanted from the magic shop owner. And I think it was like a stone, right?
There, some sort of item that the great evil person wants, right?
Yes, I believe it's a stone.
Oh, that's okay. All right, so we have the stone. Let's say we've done what we've needed to do and go east.
Cliff bottom. A gnarled tree trunk stands nearby. A lone branch, its only adornment.
Climb tree?
Done. You're sitting on the rotten, creaking branch. Crack! The dead branch snaps off the gnarled tree trunk and falls into the ground with a thud. You're now sitting on the ground, painfully.
Take the dead branch?
Your load is too heavy.
I have a feeling we don't need the can anymore. What do you guys think?
I think we get rid of the can.
Sure.
Can dropped.
Take gnarled branch, or whatever it is.
Your load is too heavy.
Oh, Lord. Can we leave it here and come back? Because
I think we need it for something.
I imagine we need it for something, but I mean, I guess we could just trade it.
What about the horseshoe?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And drop the horseshoe, take the branch.
Horseshoe dropped. Your load is too heavy.
Can I cry, KJ?
Anytime you need to, John. Just...
All right, cool. Okay.
It's going to be okay.
Can I drop the couch, though?
Shell dropped.
Take.
Your load is too heavy.
Can we try closing the umbrella? I just have a feeling it's still open.
Okay. The umbrella is now closed.
Can we now take the branch?
Branch taken.
I'm sorry, guys.
Wait, can we pick up the other things? Can we pick up
the branch, the shell, and the horseshoe?
Your load is too heavy.
Okay.
So there was just that. All right. Shall we...
go somewhere else?
You want to go to the lookout hill? Or the lighthouse? Go exploring a little bit? I think we've explored this area quite enough. You want to go west?
North of bridge.
South.
So,
bridge.
So.
Do we want to go to the park? I guess I'll go south either way.
Yeah.
South of bridge. This is the south side of a covered bridge that spans the Witchville River. Paths lead off to the east and west, and a road leads south to the village. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the west.
Okay, so I guess we're going east.
Yep.
Rocky path. You're on a rocky path that runs east and west along the banks of the Witcher River. A shimmering trail leads south into a dense forest.
Oh, we can do the fence? Oh, right. Oh, stupid. That's my fault. I guess we can go to the center of the park, yeah.
Tom, do you want me to get you, like, color blind glasses?
Yeah, we can pick colors that are more friendly.
I've never seen someone describe maroon with so many different shades of...
Are you colorblind, Tom?
I don't think so. I've always seen...
Can we take a break from this and just actually check if Tom's color?
Well, we're on the rocky path, right?
Yeah.
Do we want to go take the lighthouse route around to the park?
Yeah, I think it's smart either way.
Lighthouse. This is where the river empties into Witchville Bay. A path leads west along the river. A broken-down old lighthouse, barely 10 feet high, stands on the shore nearby. Perched on top of the lighthouse is a pelican, watching you through half-closed eyelids.
I can't stop thinking about Boy and the Heron. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, I did. It was good.
Yeah.
No, is that the short film?
No, it's the Miyazaki flick.
Oh, the new one. Right. I have not seen that yet. That looked very compelling.
It's good. I feel like I need to rewatch it, though.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm hit or miss with Miyazaki. Some I like, some I don't.
Maito. Okay, anyway, go south.
Shall we go south?
You can't go that way. The tide is in.
Well, I guess we'll go.
Well, that was my fault. Sorry, guys.
That's, I mean, who knew that?
Is there something we could do to the pelican?
I don't think we can yet. I don't think we have the proper equipment to seduce a pelican.
We can shoot arrows at it. Let's just go west.
Rocky path.
Go west again?
South of bridge.
Go south?
Rotary north. This is the northern side of Witchville Rotary. A road leads north, towards the river. On the corner stands a broken-down old church that looks as if it hasn't been used for years.
Going south, right?
Yeah.
Park. You are standing in a circular park surrounded by the Witchville Rotary. Walks coverage from four directions on a neglected marble fountain filled with greasy water. A statue stands in the middle of the fountain. There's a gold coin here.
Take coin.
Pick up coin.
Coin taken.
Oh, I think it was a pretty light coin that we can manage it with our big stick.
You know, if you told me that, like, me playing, like, these games would be, like, so much map making and dots creating, I would be surprised. Dude, the 80s are rough.
The 80s were rough.
What do we do with this information? Let's just go to Lake Edge. So let's go west.
Rotary West. You're on the west side of the Witchville Rotary. A street branches west towards the lake. A police station stands on a nearby corner. It's a grim little building with a sign over the open entrance.
I'll go west.
Lake Edge. You're on the sandy shore of a lake. A road heads east towards the village, and another runs north along the edge of the lake. Looking south, you can see a closed iron gate leading into Witchville Cemetery. Misty Island, its outline shrouded in fog, is visible far across the water. You can see a narrow pit near the edge of the lake. Animal tracks are visible in the sand next to the pit. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the north.
Hmm. Should we go south just to hide, or should we do something here with the pit?
Can we go in the pit?
Can we look at pit?
The pit is more than 5 feet deep. You can see a platypus in it. A rusty click draws your eyes towards the iron gate as you watch it slowly creak open all by itself.
Can we go into the pit?
Platypus is pretty, they're pretty fearsome, aren't they?
A platypus? Apparently a platypus.
I don't think they're friendly. Let me take a look.
I like how this is in Australia now.
Yeah. Where did you platypus
so...
come from?
You guys are so old. God dang.
Platypus, angry animal.
So let's, can we go into the pit with the platypus or no? Should we not do that?
You can't fit into the pit. It's too narrow. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the north. It sounds as if they're coming this way.
Should we get the hell out of here? Let's just go east.
Rotary West.
We go back?
Yeah, do we want to just go west again?
I guess.
Lake Edge. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the north. It sounds as if they're coming this way.
Go east again?
Oops.
Rotary West.
Do we want to just make a loop? Go north. Go north. Go
Rotary
west.
North.
Go south.
Yeah, go north.
South of bridge.
Do we want to go west?
So... No, because there's...
Uh-oh! It doesn't seem like a good thing.
What is there was marching boots there.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, I think we...
River Outlet.
Yeah.
This is where the lake empties into Witchville River. A road leads south along the edge of the lake and bends east to follow the riverbank. A narrow trail leads upwards to the top of Lookout Hill. The night is filled with rhythmic thunder, and a platoon of gigantic leather army boots marches into view. It's the Boot Patrol! You're immediately surrounded, tied, gagged, and dragged before an especially tall boot. What have we have here? He hisses. Out after curfew? I wonder what Sergeant MacGuffin will say about this. You're thrown into an especially smelly boot and carried, kicking and screaming, to the lobby of the police station. Sergeant MacGuff glares at you as the boots drop on the floor. What's this? He demands impatiently. A nightcrawler, hisses the tall boot, giving you a vicious little kick. Outside after curfew. Shall I feed it to the sharks? Sergeant MacGuff shakes his head. Later. The tower wants all the prisoners held for questioning. He turns back to his work. Cell 3. Jail cell. You're locked inside a damp, uncomfortable jail cell. Its thick steel door and stone walls offer little hope for escape. The only furnishing is a hard bunk against the wall with a thick blanket on it. You can see a violet note, a squashed can, a small stone, providing light, and a gold coin here. The small stone stops glowing.
Do we want to go back to a safe state?
Or is that not, is it, unless it's something we can do here?
I don't think so.
It doesn't say game over. We didn't lose points.
That's true.
We said look around. We already know what's around there. Is there anything that we have that we can do something with? Can we distract somebody? Can we pick up thick blanket? I don't know.
Blanket taken. Your score just went up by 3 points.
Hey!
Your total score is 35 out of 100. You can hear sounds of violence from the adjacent cell.
Can we speak to adjacent cell?
You don't need the... You don't need to use the word adjacent to finish this story.
Talk to sell?
That sentence doesn't make sense. Please reword it or try something else.
Fair enough.
Talk to person in self.
You don't need to use the word person to finish this story.
Can we try the door? Push on the door?
Sorry, but the word try is not in our vocabulary.
Bloody hell. Open door.
It isn't likely that Sergeant MacGuffin would lend you the key.
Is his name really MacGuffin? I just realized that.
McStuffin.
No, that's not... Okay. Sounds like... I'm assuming he has a MacGuffin at that point.
Maybe he is the MacGuffin.
Oh my God.
Can we inspect the lock?
The lock on the cell door is very secure.
Okay, inspect room.
Jail cell. You're locked inside a damp, uncomfortable jail cell. Its thick steel door and stone walls offer little hope for escape. The only furnishing is a hard bunk against the wall. You can see a violet note, a squashed can, a small stone, and a gold coin here.
Wait, should we take those things?
Violet note, taken. Squashed can, taken. Small stone, taken. Gold coin, taken. The bunk. You can't be serious.
Oh, the stone is glowing again.
Ooh. What is making the stone glow?
Can we... I don't know, but can we inspect the... inspect the walls, maybe that now that we have light?
You don't need to refer to the wall that way to finish the story.
Okay. Can we put the stone to the lock? Something like that? Use stone on lock?
That sentence didn't make sense. Please reword it or try something else.
Wish on stone?
That sentence didn't make sense. Please reword it or try something else.
Wish door to be unlocked.
Yeah.
The story doesn't know the word be.
Wish to escape.
Wish to unlock door. Or escape works too.
Sorry, but I don't recognize the word escape.
Wish for...
door to unlock?
We said that. But maybe that's the...
This story can't understand the word unlock when you use it that way.
Wish to open door.
That sentence didn't make sense. Please reword it or try something else.
Wish to go to park.
The story can't understand the word go when you use it that way.
Can you do wish? Just wish.
What do you want to wish for?
Leave.
You're locked inside.
Open door.
It's doubtful that Sergeant MacGuffin will lend you the key.
Wish
to open door?
You can't see any open door here.
Wish for key? Have you seen that yet?
You can't see any key here.
I wish for a dictionary.
The story doesn't know the word dictionary.
I mean, clearly.
The bunk. Move the bunk.
Okay, you moved the bunk away from the wall. There's a dark, narrow hole in the floor.
Of course there is.
Enter hole.
With great effort, you manage to squeeze yourself into the hole. Underground. You're in a smelly underground chamber. Cold tunnels wander away to the north and west. Faint light is streaming in from the narrow hole overhead.
I bet it's another maze.
Go north? Do we need to... Is this actually a maze?
Does it matter where it is? Well, we have no idea.
Underground. You're in a dark underground chamber. Cold, damp tunnels wandered away to the south, east, and west.
Give me a second.
We now have the blanket, though, so it'll be worth it. I feel like we're in a chilly spring, right? Doesn't this game give you a sense of an early spring?
Today was a pretty chilly spring.
Today was a chilly spring. It was below freezing when I got up.
Ooh, a little cold.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Which way do you want to go?
What way did we get?
We went north.
Went north. So either east or west. Let's go west.
Underground. You're in a dirty underground chamber. Long tunnels wander away to the south and east. The surrounding walls are almost obscured by the roots of a mighty tree. Overhead, you can see the underside of a large stump. It appears to be hinged.
Open stump?
Lifting the hinged top of the stump reveals a round hole leading upwards into moonlight.
Go through hole?
Lookout Hill. You're standing at the summit of a high barren hill. Looking east, you can see Witchville Village nestled amongst the trees. A narrow trail winds down to the north side of the hill towards the river. Crowning the hill is a stump of what must have been a very large and majestic oak. An opening in the stump leads down into darkness. A horseshoe is lying in the grass near the stump.
Okay, so now we have a pseudo means of hiding from these freaking people. Wait till Johnny gets his bearings here. All right, do we want to go south and south?
You'd fall down the hill if you went that way.
Oh, we need to go not south, but down?
Do you want to go down the north side of the hill or down into the open stump? Please type north or in.
Go north.
River outlet. A dead branch is lying on the ground.
Take branch?
Your load is too heavy.
I don't think we need it.
Yeah, whatever. Let's go south to see. Lake edge?
Lake edge. You can see a narrow pit near the edge of the lake. Animal tracks are visible in the sand next to the pit.
And there is a platypus in the pit. We probably want to get that platypus out of there for some reason. Be nice if we had a branch.
We could pick it up. Platypus, even though they have a sting, it's only fatal to small animals.
Man, Australia really is.
I just read it. I was curious because I thought they were pretty.
Are platypuses actually in Australia? Because I thought they were North, like American. Like,
oh, why did we say Australia before? I was excited.
I thought they were Australian. They're not Australian.
They are Tasmanian. Maybe you're right. I'm gonna look.
Yeah, I thought they were.
Oh, you're right. I thought they were North America, like North America, like on like the West Coast or something like that.
No, I think it's part of like the Australian, Tasmanian, New Zealand triangle of death. Like everything in that region of the world is trying to kill you, all the time.
I thought you were making fun of my Dr. Doofenshmirtz accent, and I was like, okay.
I was never making fun. I was observing the location of the platypus.
Well, now we know platypuses are in Australia and Tasmania.
And you know too, audience. That's why you come here.
For the rest of the game, videos. We're going to use all Australian accents.
I cannot for the life of me do an Australian accent.
I don't think I could say platypus with an Australian accent.
That's oi, platypus!
You'd have to end it with an E, and then it would become platypussy. Like it would be can.
The James Bond film.
We are dead today.
It does sound like the James Australian Bond. James Bond movie.
Yeah. Paul Bond. Hogan.
James Bond. And that over there, that's a platypussy. Like,
it's like octopussy, but it's with a stinger and a duck bill.
Double O L.
Tuxedo has no
everything's
sleeves.
Upside down here.
Anyway.
Shaken, not poisoned.
Forsters.
Australian.
I'm done.
Australian for martini. Yes. What's our goal here? It seems like a thing to do is get the platypus out of the pit. Right? A branch would do that. What else do we have to do that? We could use a thick blanket, maybe. Throw the blanket on the platypus or in bed.
Blanket thrown.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know if that's going to do anything, but
pick up platypus and blanket.
Sorry, but this story doesn't recognize the word pickup. Is it too much?
Let's take blanket first off.
You can't reach the platypus. The pit is a little too deep.
Oh no, they're coming again.
You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the north.
Wish, can we wish for something?
Wish for platypus.
Refer to the manual inside your Wishbringer package for the correct way to make a wish.
Oh, God. Okay. I feel like we need the branch to get the blanket, to get the platypus, to get the something that a platypus has. They have eggs, right? They lay eggs.
They do, I'm pretty
sure. Yes, they do.
Use branch on platypus.
We don't have the branch.
Oh my god, I hate time sections.
Do we want to get the umbrella and try the umbrella?
We have a branch. I'm pretty sure we're supposed to use that, right? Don't we have the branch?
I thought the branch was up at the river outlet.
No, because that was the other branch. We got a branch over by the... But where is it?
No, we don't have it because we would have picked it back up in the jail cell, right?
I thought it was at the Lookout Hill. When you went to the Lookout Hill, it said, hey, there's a branch here. Where'd it go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your load is too heavy. So, river outlet. No, north, yeah, river
outlet. That was the other branch. Because we should have had a.
I think branch. When you got taken to jail, you dropped the branch.
I don't know.
Seems like something they wouldn't want us to have in jail. Where can we go to stay away, to get away from the boots? Oh, unless, well, we know how to get out of there. So as long as they're not going to kill us the next time we go, it's not like it's a big deal.
I my suspicion is we need the stupid stick to get the platypus. So we need to get the stick. So should we do a loop? Go east, east, north, north, west?
Sure.
Rotary west, rotary north. South of bridge, you can hear boots to the west.
Uh-oh.
Can we just wait? Just type wait?
Time passes.
Can we listen? Like, look?
At the moment, you hear nothing extraordinary.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go west.
River outlet. A dead branch is lying on the ground.
Take branch.
Branch taken.
Go south.
Lake edge.
Use branch on pit.
Okay, the dead branch is now standing up inside the pit. The platypus grabs onto the bottom of the dead branch with its forepaws. The vulture hovers in the sky, high overhead.
Left branch.
Taken. Your score just went up by 5 points. Your total score is 40 out of 100. The platypus hangs onto the dead branch as you pull it out of the pit. It lets go when the branch clears the edge and waddles joyfully around on the sand. The little creature draws an X in the sand with its tail. Then it gives you an oddly dignified nod of thanks, waddles to the edge of the lake, and disappears into the dark water.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,